This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And Banks will take it at about the five for the Giants. Finds a gap, has some room, being chased. He's being chased by Carson. He'll take it all the way. That is a touchdown. 95-yard kickoff return touchdown.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Friends of the show, Kevin Harlan with the call. I'm so mad that happened! It's a Giants fan. Giants needed to lose that game, and of course they win. What a bunch of idiots! Hire Kevin Stefanski if Stefanski gets fired, and all will be forgiven if that happens. We'll see what the Giants end up doing at head coach. So, the Raiders... You know, that's the joke, the Raiders. We'll talk about Pete Carroll and his future in a second, but want to pay off this question from the YouTube chat from our friend Kevin Hilmers, who is a real one. He says, Nick, he's got Oregon, Ole Miss, and Miami. Great job by you, buddy. At double-digit futures numbers in the betting market, should he let the big numbers ride? Difficult to hedge. His only liability is the favorite. Kevin, I think you know what my answer is going to be to this question. I think you made awesome bets. If it were me, I'd let it ride. Like, Indiana is the best team, and I think Indiana's probably going to win, but you have the other three teams at great numbers. If it were me, that's what I would do, but it's your money, so ultimately you've got to make that decision if you'd like to hedge and try and win something. If Indiana wins, I personally would let it ride. I think Oregon could absolutely upset Indiana, and then if it is Trinidad Chambliss and Ole Miss in the national championship game, like, Mendoza's great, and Mendoza won the Heisman, I think Chambliss is the best quarterback on the field if Ole Miss does play Indiana in the national championship game. So if you're in the YouTube chat and the Twitch chat, keep firing in the comments. Interactivity is going to be way more of what we're going to do on this show moving forward. And we will have a new YouTube channel coming up in the near future, a call line and a text line. The show's going to kick ass in the year of our Lord, 2026. All right. The Las Vegas Raiders. I cannot believe this point spread on Sunday. The Raiders are so... we'll do another joke. How bad are the Raiders? Bad enough that they're 5.5-point home underdogs to the zombie Kansas City Chiefs. Like, everyone on the team hurt. What the hell? The Chiefs, 5.5-point road favorites, total 36.5. Pete Carroll should be fired just for that. Just for that, he should be fired. Now, Andy Reid already said, like, he's coming back next year as Chiefs head coach. And he has the right, won 3 Super Bowls. He's one of, objectively, and obviously, like, having Patrick Mahomes helps, he is one of the best coaches this century. And I know he started coaching the Eagles in 98. He's one of the best NFL head coaches of all time. He's a Hall of Famer. There's no question about it. And whether or not you think Mahomes won those, he's the most important, but it doesn't matter. Like, he's the coach when they won. He deserves to do whatever he wants. If he wants to leave, he can leave. And if he wants to come back, he comes back. That's it. So Andy Reid's going to be back next year as head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. As far as Pete Carroll goes, it's got to be it. Pete Carroll cannot come back. I've called him for years on this show, and look, he's a legendary coach. Won a Super Bowl with the Seahawks, national championships at USC. He's a legend, right? I'm not trying to disparage his career. I've called him the Carroll Soros for a long time. He's a boomer, right? He wants to play 1980s football in the 2020s. Like, the meteor's got to hit here, and we got to get rid of the dinosaurs. Like, we got to move on from the Mesozoic era into this century. That's how this has to go. Pete Carroll was hired by the Raiders, and it's a terrible hire, and I thought the Raiders were going to be bad this year, and I said it. Although I did think that he would at least have the team be respectable. How could you not think that, based on what he's done? They've been the opposite. They are not worthy of respect. They're a laughingstock. They're pathetic. And they're tanking. By sitting down Brock Bowers and a healthy Max Crosby. They are tanking. A Pete Carroll team is tanking. you can't have this. And it would be one thing if the Raiders with Geno Smith and Pete Carroll were competitive this year and you could say, okay, like, let's run it back next year and maybe they could make the playoffs. And Carroll can be a bridge into whatever the next era is. There is no bridge. Like, the thing got built and then, like, fell apart immediately. Like, the first person that tried to walk on it fell to, like, his watery death, unfortunately. It's over. It's done. You can't have a coach in his 70s now about to oversee a massive rebuild where the team is tanking for the number one pick in the draft where they will select a quarterback. You got to get a younger coach in. I'm not an ageist. I'm not. I just praised the Kyle Whittingham hire from Michigan. He's 66 years old. It's not an age thing. But Carroll's, if we've reached the point here where Pete Carroll should not be the one overseeing this rebuild with a rookie quarterback, when all he wants to do is boomer ball, run the football. That's not what this needs to be. Imagine, like, Trinidad Chambliss is going to run the Pete Carroll offense here. Fernando Mendoza's going to run the Pete Carroll offense. Like, that's it. So, Pete, like, here's your Rolex. He'll go to the Hall of Fame, and he deserves to go to the Hall of Fame one day. Just like, you cannot bring him back. They have to dismiss Pete. Tom Brady's got to do the right thing here. I think he did the right thing this weekend. Spotted with Alex Earl. I don't know who she was, but now I'm familiar. Not bad from Tom Brady. Hey, Tom. Got to get a new head coach in here in Pete Carroll. Have a YouTube comment. How can Vegas and Brady move forward with Pete Carroll? There's no future. They won't. They're going to fire him. I don't know who the Raiders are going to hire, but whoever it is going to be better than Pete Carroll.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'll give you a minute here on the Arizona Cardinals, who don't really register nationally, but, you know, I think they're going to fire their coach. This season has been a calamity for Gannon, for Jonathan Gannon in Arizona. And it's unfortunate in one sense, right? Because they've had a million injuries. You don't have Kyler, and, like, Kyler's not the future quarterback for the team, no matter who the coach is. Walter Nolan's barely played, but he's been on the field, he's been great. The secondary's been ravaged by injuries. They've lost their top three running backs. Marvin Harrison's been in and out of the lineup. Offensive linemen have been hurt. Yes, they've been hit by the injury bug very hard. You can't let go of the rope like this and get embarrassed in every game and end the season potentially here on a 9-game losing streak at 3-14 in year 3. I feel bad to a degree for Jonathan Gannon because I feel like the deck that he got dealt this year was not a good one, but you got to do better. You have to. Like, it's a results-oriented league. It's year 3. You're one of the worst teams in the league. That's it. Is it possible he comes back? Yeah. And could he win next year if they're healthier? Definitely. I'm not saying he's a bad coach. But what do I think's going to happen? I think he's gone. And I think that's the right move for Arizona. So this will be like Michael Bidwell, Cardinals owner. He's got the arrows of light and the hook shot. Fire one right at Calamity Gannon. See you later, buddy. Tears of the Kingdom coming courtesy of Jonathan Gannon, Monty Ossenfort, who sounds like a Zelda villain, and the Arizona Cardinals. I do expect them to move on from Jonathan Gannon and Monty Ossenfort, the general manager. On the other side, we will be joined by former NFL and college football head coach Dave Wanstead. And we will talk to Wani about the Chicago Bears and whether or not he thinks they could beat the Packers if they play for a third time on Wild Card Weekend. I do think that'll be the matchup. And we'll get Coach's opinion on his Miami Hurricanes in the semifinals of the college football playoff. Former NFL and college football head coach Dave Wanstead joins me, Nick Costos, and you next here, You Better You Bet, on Westwood One Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.